Editor's note. Every week in this space we compile the most widely read local stories from the past week. News we don't want you to miss. Actors sing to support artists in need. Shaw Festival Ensemble members will present an evening of classical music at St. Mark's Church, September 16 at 7 p.m. to raise funds for artists in need. Read the story here. Yellow Door Theatre Project releases information about new projects. Doors were open at YDTP's location at 504 Line 2 Road in Virgil to talk about new programs coming up this fall. Although the event open house events have passed, you can read about what's new here. Parks Commission celebrates women authors in literary series. Four-part event takes place at the homestead of Laura Secord, Canada's most famous heroine. The series celebrates the published works of an exceptional selection of female Canadian authors, and kicks off September 26 with Shelley Wood speaking about her second novel, The Leap Year Jean, exploring the tensions, losses, love and sense of duty that can bind families together or split them apart. Read more about the series here. Niagara Region Council to allow signage at meetings, with conditions. An amendment to the bylaw before Regional Council for approval Thursday suggested signage could be displayed under certain circumstances, including that it not be defamatory, or include offensive language or hate speech. Read the details of the amendments to the bylaw here. Shaw Festival announces 2025 season. The festival's 63rd season will include the final installment of the Narnia series, an improvisational murder mystery set in NOTL, a modern take on the Norwegian classic Peer Gynt and a classic nautical musical. Read the details here. Peller Estate teams with Joe Pilateri to support the Terry Fox Foundation. Winery donates 26 wine barrels to be sold at $200 and up, with every bit of the proceeds going to the Terry Fox Foundation. Read how to purchase a barrel.